How does the factory in plants work?
Let us examine a single leaf we pluck from a branch under a powerful microscope. That examination will reveal God's flawless creative artistry in all its glory. The structures inside a single leaf can be compared to the tools we use in our daily lives. When we magnify the details of the leaf still further, we encounter an automated food factory with pipes in a constant state of activity, chambers constructed for particular processes, and workers running about non-stop. A pipeline that spreads over the whole plant, like a net, allows raw materials to reach the production units and allows the product emerging from the production units to reach the plant tissues. As this pipeline raises the water obtained by the plant, it also transfers the sap produced in the leaves to internal regions for the nourishment of the whole tree. All the channels not only carry vitally important fluids, but also serve as a skeleton for the tree and the leaf. This is a marvel of creation, since this cannot even be seen in structures erected by human beings, who use load-bearing elements such as columns, beams, and the like, and are then built separately from the building's water facilities. These two needs in plants are met together. Every plant leaf is therefore a marvelous structure. If any leaf, just a few millimeters thick, were to be enlarged to the size of a factory so that we could wander around inside it, we would be amazed at what we saw. Let us take a small parsley leaf as an example. We would see a highly developed pipeline extending to every part and more than 20 facilities that produce and store chemical substances. We would also encounter energy plants that ceaselessly convert solar energy into sugar, solar panels that initiate this process, and ventilation centers that we come across at every point. In addition, we would see a very powerful security and communication system and a giant chemical facility, the roles of many parts of which are still a mystery even to scientists. What is so evident at first sight is that this system, the workers in it, and all the materials and products used by it, are the work of a very superior mind and knowledge. Yet plants have no central nervous system and no brain to control it. Therefore, each part of the plant develops independently of the others, despite which all the components and tissues exhibit an unbelievable harmony and cooperation. We still do not fully understand how the cells inside the plant communicate and how they give rise to different tissues. The way that these chains of command that emerge as these different structures are formed also remains a mystery.